Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
Welcome back to the Beards Next Door. I am Tim, here with my co-host,
Corey.
Oh, that one was a little deep and shitty compared to last week.
Let's try it.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, last week I really enjoyed Mark's skateboard art.
Dude, it was legit. Like, I had to show a bunch of people at my work because I was like, hey.
Seriously legit. I kind of wanted to.
Rose gold. That was my favorite joke of the week.
Yeah.
There's a skateboard
with a
rose on it, and it's gold.
For real, I kind of wanted to be one of the 75 people to buy that board. Like, it looked dope. I kind of just wanted to have it as a deck.
Just to put
it up? Just to hang it up here in the office.
Just to look cool.
I feel like it would have been sweet, but then I was thinking about it, and I was like, nah. I'd rather have kids who are actually going to skate with it.
Do you think kids are buying $75 skateboards now, though?
100%. Have you seen the price of decks? Dude, back in 2005 when I was heavy into skateboarding, like, even like a blind board was fairly cheap, you know, and you got your blank decks, which were $30 from the bucket.
See, and I guess maybe because of my boards that were always given to me.
Yeah, we had shitty
ones.
Good ones?
I mean, I had blind board.
Okay, see, isn't bad.
Like, it was given to me, like, after my buddy was like, hey, I got a new Element board. Here's this
exactly,
blind board.
Like, back in the day, Element boards. Those decks were like 119 with no trucks.
Fucking really?
Dead serious. In 2005.
What the fuck?
I'm dead serious.
Fucking with me.
And dude, artist signature decks were even more. I'm not kidding you. Regardless, last week's episode was sick. This week we have my cousin, Mike Huck. What do you want me to introduce you as? Are you like a IT tech? What's your?
I mean, I'm a computer tech. I'm a wedding DJ.
Wedding,
ooh,
that's
wedding
right.
DJ.
Yeah.
What I have to ask this as a wedding DJ, what is like the most requested song that you get? Because like,
bingo. We're getting right into it. Bingo.
Most requested song. That's tough.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Fuck no. Dude, okay.
Pop that pussy.
I'm hoping that's played at weddings. Is that not WAP?
I don't know.
Oh.
That wasn't that when I had my wedding.
Well, your wedding was too long ago. You couldn't have that one. But like,
yeah.
I don't remember a lot of the music for my wedding, but I'm pretty sure I had that one slipped in there somewhere.
Which one?
My wedding.
No, which song?
Wow.
Pop that.
Was it out? That
I just got married in October.
Oh,
too,
yeah,
so
true.
I mean, it's.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Corey's original question. What do you think?
Most requested song, it's got to be something 80s rock. It's definitely not one of the more popular ones like you'd think. Like Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Like,
no, it's.
Love of a Lifehouse. And
Lifetime.
See, Love of a Lifetime from Firehouse.
No, you know what I would think it would be? Would be the Cupid Shuffle and shit like that. Like,
yeah, or Mambo Number 5.
You know, I get a lot of
Mambo
Cupid Shuffle.
Mambo Number 5.
Because it's those easy songs that people know how to dance to.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that you get requests
Thunder,
for.
Thunder Rolls.
It's because us white people don't know how to dance. And when you have some dude that's like, all right, to the left, we're like, all right, he's telling us what to do. We can look good
we
doing
can't
that.
We can't fuck
well,
this up.
And honestly, that's I see lots of men doing that because naturally we're used to, you know, taking orders from
women. Yeah.
From women, exactly. the gal says to the left or to the right.
That's how you know
fuck
it's going to be a successful marriage.
You're
going to
do that.
The guy can dance to the music.
Yeah, exactly. If the guy at the ceremony is willingly participating in a dance and he's listening to the orders,
yeah,
you've got a winner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to orders, but I'm
so your wife is like,
that's a bullshit lie. I can't even say that. Like, I can pretend. I can pretend, but.
Having seen Tim at more than one wedding,
probably
half a dozen or more,
yeah,
I gotta say, he does try to dance,
but
not very well. So,
do you follow instructions when you dance? Like, can you follow
the
instructions?
Oh,
he
does. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he can follow
but
the
weddings Mike and I have done, well, have been at together, we've gotten really, really messed up. I mean, this is way back in the day,
you get that confidence juice flowing through your veins. And,
I already had a girlfriend, so no, it didn't really matter, you know.
Not trying to.
I wasn't trying
anybody.
To dance with girls. I was just being.
No, just having fun. Yeah.
Did you DJ Aunt Becky's? You DJed Aunt Becky's wedding, right?
Yep.
pretty much everybody's. Why don't I remember actually like seeing you up there though?
Well, because I pretty much queued up a lot of songs.
That's true.
Once,
yeah,
came down, had a drink,
just let them roll,
and then went back and queued up some more.
I just right.
So hold up, being a wedding DJ, you just told me you just queued up a bunch of songs, went and like got drunk, and then came back. Like, what the fuck? I'm gonna get into wedding DJing. Like, you telling me I'm gonna stand up there? Just I don't do requests. I'm just gonna play the music.
You guys will listen to what I have to play, and you're gonna like it.
Oh, dude, if I was a wedding DJ, like people would be mad. Like they'd be like, "Can I get a request?" I'm like, "No, we're gonna play Cradle of Filth."
No, yeah. You learn how to deal with the ebbs and the flows. And once you do get a good solid 5 or 6 songs queued up, it's okay to step away for a while. You don't want to do any more than that because people get tired. They want to change a pace. They either want something slower or they want something completely different, switch from country to move on to some 80s rock. So it's okay to throw up, you know, 4 or 5 songs, get a good 20 minutes of music going, go have a drink, mingle a little bit. I don't tend to do that a lot. Mostly just family get-togethers.
It's more not professional.
People we know. Yeah. I keep it professional.
Well, and at a wedding that you got hired to, you don't know the people to go bullshit with, right? So you're just kind of chilling behind your DJ booth and doing your
thing. Still do. I'll try and go bullshit with the bride and groom, maybe try and buy them a drink if they have a chance. But, yeah, I try and make sure I'm there for people who want to throw in some requests. You know, if it's a family gig, then people know where to find me, how to find me. If it's not, people expect me to be at the DJ booth, and that's kind of where I hang. Plus, you get to see a lot of fun stuff from there anyway.
I would imagine, like, not being shithoused at a wedding. Like, almost every wedding I've been to, I end up shithoused. Like, my best friend's wedding is one of my favorite weddings I've ever been to, because at one point, we had bought so much alcohol from the open bar that they had, or, like, from the bar they had. They were like, here's bottles. Just, like, walked over. I was like, hey, can I grab a drink? And they're like, yeah, just grab a bottle. And I was like, excuse me? So I'm on the floor fucking chugging Malibu and, like, pouring Malibu waterfalls and shit. Oh, dude. Yeah. Best part of it is we ended up we left the wedding too drunk to drive, and so we ended up having to walk to the bridesmaid's house and got lost. Because it's in a different town that we're not from, so we're wandering around, and we ended up there.
Hey, at least you got somewhere. I mean,
we found it. I mean,
that's half the fun is the adventure. We had an adventure after Aunt Becky's wedding. We
really did. So our aunt got married at the Knights of Columbus right by your house.
Oh, that's where I got married. Okay. It's a fun place.
Great. So after that, I lived on off of 15th in Crawford, which is straight down the street from Sears, right? All the way at the bend by the ditch.
Yeah, I know where that's
at. Me and Asia, that was our first house, was back there. Mike lived exactly opposite, down on Lynn.
14th and Lynn.
14th and Lynn. So right, we were like...
Or 15th and Lynn.
So we were like... Well, and his brother and his brother's girlfriend lived over on 18th and Avenue C.
Avenue B.
So it was like, oh, sweet. Let's just hit the bars on the way home, and then we'll split up.
Right, yeah.
So we went from...
Knights of Columbus.
Down Grand. We hit
Club, so
we
Club hit, 90.
We hit the Club 90 God, first. Yeah. I was messed up, man. So I walked into the bathroom, and it's just like OSB sheeting stall.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's...
And I came out, and I was like, well, this place is a shithole. And to the bartender's like, well, gee, thanks for stopping in.
The Tony Dungy bartender. I'm pretty sure Andrew or someone called him Tony Dungy that night.
It was, dude, that place is trash, right?
I love that place. It's a fun little dive bar, though.
After, we only hit that one place, right? There's nowhere else. We didn't stop at the Rio.
We ended up walking the rest of the way.
We ended up just walking. But it felt like it took 7 hours to walk home. Dude. And it was only like 8
miles. Well, and then splitting up at 15th and Grand, I'm going from Grand all the way down to Central by myself. You guys are going up.
Oh, that's the fun. Like, and that's the worst. Everyone's mobbing in one way, and you're like, all right, see you guys.
I know, it sucks. Well, and then...
Wait, was this in the time before cell phones?
No, this was 5, 6...
Okay, 20, so it's a little different.
2015,
so.
Maybe?
Honestly, couldn't tell.
So, wait, my next story about us mobbing somewhere is, like, my bachelor party, which was 2016. So I live... I don't want to tell
this
you guys
point,
where I live, but I live, like, kind of close to downtown, but, like,
close
10th,
to the,
10th
close
and Broadway.
Far.
Okay.
Close to the 45, really close to the Tap Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where the dollar movie theater.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I lived in the right across the alley, right?
Yeah, he lived
right
in...
Right next door.
Right next door. Oh. So we had a bunch of my uncles, a bunch of my cousins over, and I was like, sweet, let's just, we made a loop, right? We'd walk from our house over to the tap, then up Broadwater to the 45, and then up to Bones when it was the arcade. That was a real cool place.
Was it Bones or was it, the Plaza? I think
it was Bones, okay. And then it turned into the Plaza, but it was still Bones was at this time.
Okay.
So it was Bones, and then we would come home, and at that time I had built a bar. We didn't have any children, so I built a bar in the upstairs of my garage, and it was an actual bar with a poker table setting. We smoked cigars and drank whiskey and shit up there. It was really cool. So we're like, oh, all right, we'll just make this loop and go home. Oh, cool. So we start at home with like one or two Bud Lights in the backyard. Some of the old fogies, you know, taper off. So we go to the tap in. Well, they got $5 pitchers of beer. So you get a pitcher of Bud Light for $5 or $8 maybe, but it's cheap as shit. Well, it starts like monsoon rainstorm. You know, at that point, my dad's like, yeah, I'm going to go home. He's not really into alcohol or anything. So he's like, yeah, we're going to go. So a couple more people taper off. So we left the tap with like at least 10.
Oh, yeah, there's a dozen of us.
Yeah, probably 12, yeah, right? So we're walking up Broadwater past the shrine, and it's dark out, and I'm feeling really good. And the sprinklers are on the shrine's lawn. So you know how the shrine's lawn...
it's summertime, so it's hot as hell.
It's hotter than hell. So it's like a hot night, but the sprinklers are on. So you know how the shrine's lawn like ends at a concrete wall right before the 11:45? So I'm like, well, I'm going to jump over that wall. So I run into the grass, and the sprinkler, obviously it's all slippery, so I slip, and I just like bruise the shit out of my hip. So we crawl over the wall. We're drinking in the tap. I'm starting to feel real, real good.
The 45.
Or the 45, sorry, yeah. Then we get up to Bones, and I honestly, I don't remember.
A blur at that point.
Yeah, we just played games. So, and my business partner for my other business, my uncle, he was a single dude, so he was with us whole night. So after Bones, then we take the long walk home, which is from 14th to 10th. Basically 10th.
Four blocks.
And it's like, let's just cut through the neighborhoods instead of taking Broadway because we didn't want anyone falling on the street. So we're walking, and we're on like 13th or 12th at this point. And some random guy is in our group.
That's fucking awesome.
It's someone just joined. It's 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning at this point.
And I don't think close the bars.
We didn't even close the bar because we were going to end at home.
Yeah, okay.
So we didn't need a.
I don't think he even followed us from Bones. I think
no,
he just randomly appeared.
He just randomly appeared out of the bushes or the alley. So we're walking, and I'm like, dude, who the hell is this guy? And my uncle, being who he is, he goes, hey, man, what are you doing? And the guy's like, oh, I'm just fighting with my wife. Just needed to get out. And he had a big bottle of whiskey in his hand, right? And so everyone's like, oh, man, that sucks. You know, oh, man, woman got you down, blah, blah. So we're just like talking this dude like off the ledge, right, from being sad. And he finally is like, well, thanks, fellas. And he just takes off his own way. And to this day, we're still like, who the hell was this guy?
I hope you're all right out there, guys.
Yeah, if you're out there, man, and you remember joining a bachelor party, walking in the street, like, it's...
Like 5 years ago, six years ago, somewhere in there.
But yeah, Mike DJed my wedding, too, of course.
Huh. Yeah, that was a fun
one. He was in my wedding, so it was like, dude, we're just going to have you, like, play a bunch of songs. I don't want to have you work.
Not the first time I've done that. It's a challenge, but it's fun. It's fun. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever, I've been in weddings. I don't think I've ever worked a wedding. I don't think I would ever want to work a wedding it depends. If I don't know the people, no, I'm still going to want to get drunk. Like, it's one of those things that I'm like.
You definitely have to pace yourself.
And, dude, my wedding, so, like, Isha and I aren't huge drinkers. I know I just told that story, but that was before we had, like, responsibilities, and I only owned one business at the time, and I didn't have, like, aspirations of doing other stuff. And it's like, yeah, we'll just party.
Cut loose. Have a good time.
But we just don't really do that now.
I didn't even get drunk at my wedding. Like,
me neither. That's the point I'm trying to get at. Like, we didn't get drunk. Because I didn't want to ruin the night.
Oh, I totally
I didn't want to be able to not perform. That was my biggest concern.
Dance moves.
Yeah, the dances. I didn't want to be able to perform the dances. But
I had a couple of shots before the wedding. Ceremony.
Well, you get your nerves, and, which we did too.
And then absolutely. I went to have a beer, and then we had to go do pitchers.
Uh-huh.
And then come back, and they're like, oh, keg's empty. And I'm like, what the fuck? I ordered a goddamn keg, and it's empty already?
125 Damn. Beers? You guys burn through that fast?
My family's a bunch of drinkers.
Wow.
Must have been a hell of a party.
Yeah. It was fun. I remember most of it. I don't remember all of it. I wasn't drunk, but it was... It was a good time.
Good night.
Except for the end of the night. It was weird. Like, we left there, and we're like, we're going to our hotel, and we're like, fuck it, let's stop and get some McDonald's and shit. Like, let's pig out on some McDonald's.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. So, we get the McDonald's, and we're like, oh, we need to run to the house to grab something real quick. So, we run to our house. Nobody's at the fucking house, and our doors are wide the fuck open. All of our, like, wedding gifts are there, and I'm like, what the fuck? They're like, oh.
Someone delivered them.
Someone took him back home.
Brought him back home. They were like, oh, we needed to go to the, like, it was my sister and my my kids. And they're like, we needed to go back to the hotel. And I'm like, yeah, you left fucking doors open. Like, you brought all our gifts back. And you're like, oh, yeah, left doors open.
My four banger toasters in there.
Dude, that's all I wanted. Jenny. That's all I wanted with the bagel settings.
Bagel's got to be crispy for me, dude. And it's got to be an everything bagel. And then I got to use half a pound of cream cheese on that.
So, I have to ask. Both of you have beards. I have a beard as well. You guys' mustaches aren't as big.
No.
But.
Thanks for pointing that out, though.
Let me fucking finish, you son of a bitch. I'm going to reiterate. Your beards are not as big.
Tim has mustache envy.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, Tim's not going to really get this question with not really having a big mustache. Cream cheese and shit and ice cream and shit. How do you deal with that? Like,
I had a big mustache 1 month ago.
Yeah,
butthole.
Same here. Mine gets to where it like covers my top lip. And
yeah, no, but what Corey's getting at is not, you can't see it visually yet, but Corey's mustache hangs over both of his lips.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It molds into his beard.
Yeah.
Mike probably could, but I definitely couldn't. Because I never really trimmed my mustache, but.
You know, the tranquilizer helps a ton.
Yeah, it really does. But from my point of view, I never really had that problem, and I just wiped my mustache. But. I used my mustache tranquilizer and just pushed it to the side.
So
I've
done that as well.
Yeah.
But there's times that I'm like, fuck.
I think it's
because I have such a big mustache that I'm like.
Honestly, at that point, you just eat the shit and then rinse your face.
I pretty much have a dedicated napkin, and after every bite, I'm combing my mustache out,
making
sure it's clean.
So you and I were just discussing this.
Uh-huh.
I saw this product on TikTok the other day, and it was that mustache thing, and that thing was fucking neat. But
I don't want to carry that around.
But that's my point in it. Like, I get it. I get it. It was absolutely called the Mustache Mate.
The Mustache.
Basically, it was this little mustache that's plastic, and you just like
it's on like a little skewer stick.
Oh, just to hold it out of the way.
Which I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea. But like,
how uncomfortable.
I guess I've never tried it. I mean, one-handed things.
Yeah, we can't. We can't sit here and say we've tried it because neither of us have.
Right. No, and I will say that.
Just,
but like,
just looking at it, it doesn't look.
I've seen one-handed things.
Yeah.
But like, what if I? Well, I guess I don't eat much. I guess I don't eat much like with two hands.
What about a big juicy burger?
I eat a burger with two.
Okay.
You go to Burger Dive or something. Nobody can eat that with one hand.
Fucking garlic parmesan fries. Oh man.
Garlic parmesan fries is so good.
But yeah, no, like, I went and got chicken sandwich last night at this restaurant. It was fucking bomb. But.
You get the mayo.
I get the mayo and everything.
Dude, it's just one of those things. You've built the beard.
I totally just carry around wet naps.
Yeah,
like,
fuck.
That's, at this point, I'm like, fuck it, I'm okay with just wiping down real quick. And I get made fun of because I don't eat bone-in wings. I don't.
I hate bone-in wings. They're disgusting.
No, I love bone-in wings.
But they're too messy.
They are way too fucking messy. Like, and wet naps don't do shit for wings. Like, dude, it fucking sucks.
You know what you gotta
make jokes about
it's
it,
like
but I'm like,
syrup.
I
the,
have
the
to
sauce
fucking
is like a,
shower.
The sauce is like
dude,
a gel syrup.
Bone-in wings with a beard / mustache is just the leg part, and stick the whole thing in your mouth and just eat all the meat off of it and then pull it out. Like it's.
I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable with like sticking.
You're just tractor beaming, sucking that.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable like shoving a piece of meat in my mouth.
I just don't like the slimy.
Keeps it clean.
I don't like the slimy meat from it.
Oh, see, I like that so much better than the breaded stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the chicken nuggies.
Yes, they're good, but if I'm getting wings, man, it's got to be bone-in. Traditional.
I mean, I like bone-in, but I don't like bone-in wings, you know? Yeah. Can I get a
We need a little soundboard,
You know, I used to have one of those.
The fuck was that?
Remember, you know?
Oh, you were trying to make your triple air horn.
Like
that's what
Rob,
that was.
Yeah. Rob Riggle does.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know what the fuck you were doing there.
The old live videos, I used to do that. I used to go, you know, whatever that.
Oh, the triple air horn sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please don't play it on your phone.
I'm going to queue it up for the next time.
Oh, please don't.
Please don't say anything funny.
I.
This is a serious conversation now.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, we spun off there, but that's great. We had, I really enjoyed talking about.
So, we got wedding DJ.
Wedding DJ.
What else?
What else do you do?
I'm a
computer. Oh, yeah, you said
tech.
IT.
Yeah.
What kind of IT? Because I have to say, there's tons of different IT. Like, are you just, like, specific
so you're
to,
right.
like, a company, or are you, like, a part of MSP? Like, what do you do?
We're basically, like, MSP. We service businesses all throughout town and out of state. I mean, we've got pretty much a five-hour radius where we drive. Pretty much stay local as much as we can. The remote management is a godsend. You know, 10, 20 years ago, you couldn't do a remote management as easy as you can now. And
log in and fix someone's email from your office.
And COVID was almost a blessing in disguise, and that it forced people to learn how to work remote and how to work with us remotely.
I disagree. Like I work IT, and I disagree. Like, there are more times that I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
but on your end, you're not a tech, right?
In training.
It's still
okay,
far
so
from
you're,
perfect.
But you're
Okay, so I am a dispatcher, yes.
Yeah.
But.
So you're still you're still dealing with people.
I still deal with the terms. 1,000%. I still deal with, like.
So you understand when you've got, you know, that person who doesn't know what a computer is. And
or they don't
you're
know
trying
how
to walk
log
them
into
through,
email.
And it's. You know, obviously, it's a lot easier when you can be on site and you're telling them, click here, click here, click here. It'll take you all of 10 seconds to do a job that might take someone 10 or 15 minutes on the phone. And yeah, it's still frustrating as heck, but COVID helped us kind of fine-tune some of those skills and find some remote management software that made our jobs easier. So,
right.
Yeah, I guess I'm more or less trying to find that silver lining to the whole pandemic.
Eh.
It was tough on everyone in every factor, but yeah, you got to look for the little wins here and there.
Yeah, for sure,
especially in IT.
So okay, right. let's go IT.
So we're gonna go IT. I'm gonna say this. I always look at like cyber hackers, and I'm gonna say this. It is so fucking lucrative, and there's times that I'm like, God damn it, do I envy you? But there's times that I'm like, no, I don't envy you because you're going to get caught and get in trouble.
That's a federal crime.
I get, I understand.
That's a felony.
Yeah, I understand. It's like looking
also,
at pimps when they're all flashy and shit. You're like, I kind of envy you because you got money.
Also, I want to touch really, really briefly on these hackers. Does anyone remember the movie The Core? Where they had to drill into the core and... You know, like the Earth was going to stop turning, but they had to drill into the core and drop a nuke to get it to keep going. Hillary Swank in it, the disgusting girl from Million Baby, whatever the shit. It had Aaron Eckhart. It had.
Well, now we know why Tim saw it.
It had DJ Qualls, the guy from the new guy.
Jamie, pull that shit up. We need to look at it.
The guy from the new guy.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The scrawny dude.
So you've never seen that scene, though?
I don't think I have. God, damn. I've seen some pretty cringeworthy
scenes.
From 2003?
Is this the one we're talking
about? Like, we're talking IT-type cringeworthy
scenes.
Look
at this.
The core hacker scene.
Yeah, I recognize that.
I do not recognize that
I don't think I ever saw the movie.
Do you think...
So we're looking at the clip now
of
this cringeworthy IT scene.
Once we get our
cringy IT, but like, have you ever heard of Hacker Man?
The point I'm trying to get at the point I'm here.
Perfect.
The point I'm
what
trying to get at is like
over there.
All these hackers are like super scrawny little dudes eating Hot Pockets in their mom's basement with like 14 different screens. Do you think modern day hackers are like that, or they're just guys with a laptop somewhere on a unsecured
dude,
network,
honestly,
just fucking
anymore,
stuff up.
I think it could be any chick, any dude, like,
right?
Any.
The point I'm trying to get at is like the media has trained us to what these hackers could look like. You know,
portrayals in
like
movies,
Anonymous and blah stuff like that. Like, I think these hackers are like Corey said, women, men, old, super young. Like, we're talking teenagers. Well, dude, the most the most volatile hacker in the world, that Iranian dude, it was only like early 20s.
Okay, so I just want to say I don't think there's really such thing as a hacker anymore. I mean, there are. People are still hacking. But really, the biggest flaw in any IT scenario is the social engineering. Yeah. I can't tell you how many calls I get from people saying, I got a call from Microsoft, and I got them logged into my computer, and they said they could fix it for $300. And it's like, I'm sorry, but though? That's not Microsoft.
Why would Microsoft call you?
Well, I mean, they reach out. It's the, like I said, social engineering. They get you scared. You're not thinking straight. You immediately go to that doomsday scenario. Like, oh my God, I need to get this fixed. Like, you don't have time to call your IT guy.
Yeah.
You just panic.
I mean, and I've seen multiple scenarios where, like, the whole phishing. Phishing is big, too, huge. Where spoofing is huge, where they're like, oh, hey, it's from this person. Oh, hey, it wants me to type in my credentials. Yet you look at it and you're like, yeah, it says it's from that person, but it says it's going to some Gmail account. Did you check that before you just went in and entered all of
Most people just don't know how to check for that stuff. I mean, Google has put out some tools that make it really easy to – it's more of a quiz to see if you understand that sort of stuff, but that's not something everyone knows. They don't understand how to look at headers to see where the email's coming from, where it's going to.
The funniest thing is, so with my work email, I constantly get
spam.
The spam ones. And some of these attempts are so poorly executed. Like Netflix that's misspelled, or your Apple APPOL, your account is missing information.
So,
and it's like, Jesus, this isn't even in English. Who the fuck would open this?
You say that. On the flip side, I have seen emails that I'm going through looking for like a client of mine. And I'm like, holy fuck. Like,
this looks legit.
I don't really know. Like, let me do some work real quick, because fuck, this might be from Amazon. I don't.
Oh, yeah. And you work in the field. I've seen the same shit. You just don't know sometimes. And like, at that point, it's one of those things where.
Did you order something? I don't remember. Fuck. Okay. <It's> fantastic.
God damn it, exactly. Debbie, did you buy this quilt or not?
It's like, well, I'm just going to ignore this and hope I don't get a call from collections.
I was looking at it. Yeah, no joke, right? But yeah, no, honestly,
so
technology is a scary shit. Well, shit, there's that ransomware that hit that pipeline in Texas.
Oh, I've dealt with that.
There was that one. Millions of dollars. And then Kaseya.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was bad.
That's
by far the worst.
That one was huge. I saw the news flash up, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, I mean, that just shows you that everyone's vulnerable.
They're, 100%.
For those of you who don't know, that Kaseya, they were a remote IT management company who outsourced people like me tools to take care of their clients. So someone like me could have an account with Kaseya, and I could have all my customers set up so that I can log in, take care of their needs, manage their updates and whatever.
Yeah.
And they got hacked. Kaseya got hacked. That's nothing I did, and that's nothing my customer did, but they got hacked, and they're the security firm.
Yep.
And How long ago was this?
This was recent, within a month.
Like, yeah. Just a couple weeks ago.
And they're a big company.
So they are like one of the largest like remote IT tools. Like,
yeah. They're huge.
Wow.
Like, it was something like 1,500 or 15,000 businesses were affected.
So what was the ransom on that, and whatever happened to it?
$75 million.
Did they pay it?
I don't know where.
I haven't. I mean, they didn't talk anything past that.
Jamie,
they
get that up on the screen. Dang it, that's crazy.
So the other crazy part about that is this was a flaw that was pointed out to them supposedly years ago, and they've kind of been working on it. And they rolled out one part of their fix, and they were within 48 hours of rolling out the final fix to patch this major security flaw when the shit hit the fan.
See, I did not know that. I didn't hear about that part of it. But that's it's crazy. IT companies, like, we all can try to stay ahead of the curve as much as we can. We can't stay ahead of the curve more so because every software is going to have 0-day flaws. They're going to have 0-day issues where people are going to find it, and it is the world we live in. Like, it's crazy. Like, before working in full IT, I did not realize how crazy, like, people can get into shit. Like, I don't know if you guys ever heard There's a dude that decided to hack into a casino, and like one of the big casinos down in Vegas. But guess how he fucking did it? With a goddamn fish thermometer.
Jesus.
Yeah. Fucking hacked into their shit and got a ransom. I don't know if he got away using a fish thermometer and that was in the hotel.
Good lord.
Yeah. Like,
because it ran off the Wi-Fi or some shit.
Yep, exactly. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, some of the tools.
Well, some people might not have thought there, casinos are like notoriously some of the most securest.
Right, and that's
data centers in the world. Yeah. But dude, the guy who set up was probably like, fuck it, man. That fish tank.
Why are you gonna think that you're gonna need to like put security on a fish tank thermometer?
Because this is America. Because of that. That's why.
How do we know it was America?
No, I'm just saying the shit only happens in America.
I call it bullshit.
I do too.
Corey, I'm not.
We both work IT and we're both calling it bullshit.
You guys, I'm not literally saying that. I'm saying only someone would hack in through a fish thermometer in America because that's a goddamn American story.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's so crazy.
It's all over, but that's so crazy.
It's got to happen.
That's American.
I would have thought Florida, something that crazy.
Exactly.
I'm being honest.
I've never been. I will never go to Florida.
They paid the ransom on that pipeline one, you know, because
they had to.
So here's the crazy thing. They had to. Your best defense against ransomware is a good backup. Because they lock your files up, you restore from backup, fuck them, they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, they can suck off.
The problem is, the reason they paid for the ransom was because it would have taken too long to restore the backup.
Yep.
They thought that if they paid the ransom, it would have just come back online, and it apparently wasn't that smooth.
No, it was bad.
I mean, it's still, back your shit up. Back up, back up, back up. Mm-hmm. But again, the worst part, I mean, I can tell you to back your shit up until I'm blue in the face. You can have all the backups in the world, but that social engineering part, if you get that phone call from quote-unquote Microsoft that makes you panic, there's nothing that's going to save you from that.
Nope.
Luckily, if you have a backup, you can probably recover. But
yeah. See, I'm always afraid of, like, my Google account getting hacked or some shit, which, honestly, secure
passwords, man, and 2FA. 2FA is another big thing.
I don't even keep – my Google accounts, like, none of them own my actual store. My store is just hosted on Shopify, you know, none of them. So it's not like if I lost a Google account, my website's gone.
Right.
You know, it's not. But still, that
you don't want to lose any.
No, that part's scary.
You feel violated. Someone takes all your information, they hack your account.
That is very scary, dude. Personal. Mike and I constantly talk about like threats and like technology. I feel like scares me the most. You know, getting a gun pulled on you is a threat. Getting in a car wreck, you know, someone like using their vehicle as a weapon, that's a threat. Technology scares me the most. Like cyber, that shit is
cyber crimes are like, scary.
The amount of power that scares me a lot.
It's because everything can be gone. What was that movie with the funny one with Jason Bateman and fucking Melissa? Fucking what's her name?
Identity thief.
That was stupid.
I know, she was buying jet skis and shit in his name.
But using, just as simple as she did it.
Yeah, I know. That was legit.
Like, that right there is, like, that was social engineering at its fucking finest, and it worked out not so great in the end for her.
And getting her identity stolen would suck, too. Oh, well, someone racked up $80,000 in credit card bills in your name.
I've never done that. Well, it's under your name, so...
Yeah, no, they don't care. Most of those people never get that shit back. Your credit's destroyed. There's no way to prove who... The government literally never does anything about those, I feel. I feel like if that happens, well, you just unlucky sap and got fucked.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're small potatoes to the government. You know, they want to go after the big fish.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks for people
really,
like us.
Though? Like...
No, I don't.
I mean, I like to think so, because otherwise, what kind of world do we live in?
No.
You got to try to hang on to that hope, but...
Knew how the big corporations were split up, like, all of these corporations are in, two of the world's largest hedge funds, so they're all fucking owned by the same goddamn people, right? Like...
Oh, yeah, we saw that with Robinhood,
the whole fiasco. It's so nuts. Yeah,
God, Robinhood.
And Dogecoin. How they're still a viable business is beyond me.
I mean, we got some change out of it, so that was a good thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. But, so... being in the IT world, what is the question for both of you? Like, are beards that prominent? And you guys are on the technical side, right? You're not like an in-house IT for a company. You guys are servicing other businesses. We're talking, of course, what you do, but also like a big corporation has their own IT department. I would feel like beards are less prevalent there than you guys are like private contractors, right?
Well, yeah, but I think I know more people with beards in the IT field than without.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
I would say
traction.
Like even in my position, I've got myself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At least 6 people have some sort of facial hair.
Sure.
You know, I will say we were talking about the hackers being basement dwellers, living in their mom's basement, you know, eating Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
I think that's the bar set for anyone IT because
people
assume I'm that kind of guy too.
It is.
I feel like we're just, you know, we're the hacker nerds who know how to fix computers.
Yeah.
Hey. And we're definitely underappreciated for
absolutely some of the things because when the shit hits a fan, everyone always calls the computer guy. When a mild inconvenience gets in the way, everyone always calls the computer guy. If you have a friend who's a computer, obviously I'm always gonna fucking text Mike when I have a goddamn issue. But like those people will come out of the woodworks when they have a computer issue and go, "Hey, remember when we talked 3 years ago? Well, my email won't log in. Can you help me out with this?"
Now, luckily, my customers that I've got are all very understanding, and
yeah,
I don't get that impression from them. I've had some in the past that were, you know, kind of gave me the impression that they
were number
didn't
one.
Think very high. Yeah, they didn't take value care of me. They didn't value me.
Dude, absolutely. I feel that way with a lot of people, you know, because I mow lawns for.
Hey, someone's got to do it. They obviously don't want to or can't. Or
they
whatever.
Don't want to. You're paying me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
I don't know. I like limbo in my
and
lawn,
we make
though.
We
like,
make.
Oh, me too.
I mean, we make good living.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
it's,
absolutely.
It's just one of those fields. It's like, oh, okay. Well, you didn't get your college degree, but I'm like, yeah.
You're a field
F
hand.
Off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Don't talk to the labor. Don't talk to the help.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I'm totally going to hire you and just, like, stand on my porch and say things like that.
You have to lemonade. Put your finger in your belly button while you speak to me, though.
No, like, I'm going to have, like, a cup of tea and I'm going to say shit. Like,
I do say Jenkins.
Well,
you have a wear monocle.
I would talk Southern, like, if we're going to do it.
Well, yeah.
My Lord, it is. I'm getting the vapors out
with
here.
With some with some peach tea or some shit.
Yeah. We don't talk to the hell.
It's like the Leo meme where he's laughing at.
Yes, he's
oh
all
my
like,
god, the shitty one.
Yeah,
that fucking made me laugh.
Pretentious.
So hard. Yeah, from Django.
That would be me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I'm gonna hire you to do my lawn. It's not
Lord,
that big.
What did they call him? Lord Candy. His name was Candy. Mr. Candy.
I never saw the movie.
You never
what?
Saw Django?
No, it was too long. I never had time to sit down.
The opening 15 minutes of that are the best in like cinematic
okay.
history.
So that do you remember? Obviously, Mike's not going to remember. Do you remember the horse scene?
Yeah, I remember everything.
When
the what's his name's wife built all the
so dude the masks. When we first watched that, we were on the floor crying laughing because of how great that was.
It's fucking
so because
amazing.
You've never seen this.
Wait, no, we'll just play for him after
okay.
this. Don't tell him.
All right, we'll watch it after.
We'll literally.
Oh, shit, fuck.
Oh, shit, fuck. Dude, I can't see shit through this goddamn thing. Like, dude, that is some of the.
Now, I know we thought the masks were a good
the
idea.
The mask, it was a nice gesture. Man, screw you guys.
That movie, honestly,
dude,
I have
I'm
to say,
you.
That movie was so fucking good. Like,
I'm
surprised you haven't seen it. Like,
the first.
It's on my list, definitely.
Christoph Waltz, the fact that he didn't get a. Oscar for that makes me want to cry because that is some his character that is some of the best acting I've ever seen.
The whole fucking movie.
Now it gets a little slow after he actually finds his wife.
Right, but
it does get a
little
slow.
We're spoiling shit. We can't
no,
even...
we're not. We're at least gonna show him the good stuff after this because he's gonna laugh and I'm gonna cry laugh. But again, another show with great beer. That we missed that first.
Oh fuck! Because yeah, both of them had facial hair in that movie.
You know, actually, let's get Mike's opinion.
Oh, and fucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
Before we go, let's get Mike's opinion on beards in Hollywood. Our first episode was about like leading roles and how they never have facial hair, but the grungy, dirty, fat sidekick, aka every fucking character that they made Zach Galifianakis play, had a goddamn beard.
That's true. They give beards a bad name in Hollywood.
They do.
But you do also have the ones that do have beards that aren't in roles that they just regularly have.
But we're only talking facial hair like mine and Mike's. There is never a big-ass glorious beard.
Vikings, Sons of Anarchy.
Bikers are considered dirty.
Jaxton.
Are they, though?
To Hollywood.
The secondary characters have big-ass beards.
That's true.
Okay. But bikers are considered dirty to Hollywood. They fucking played that off.
True, true.
We obviously know they're not. But what I'm getting at is we're talking big screen movies, Corey, in the movie theater.
You're not going to see Tom Cruise with a beard.
No.
Because he sucks.
He's Satan.
We can't say that, guys. Remember, we're going to get canceled.
In my opinion.
Hi, my name is John Smith. We're not talking anymore.
Oh, someone's at the door. I think it's Scientology.
Again.
It's not.
He's just not in movies that I like to watch.
No, although I wouldn't mind seeing the Top Gun 2. Whatever the fuck did they call it? But
from the previews, it looked like it was like a remake. I mean, they had a freaking shirtless volleyball scene, for crying out loud.
Well, it's because he doesn't age. Because, you know, he's probably eating babies or some shit over there. How he's doing. Why doesn't he age?
You just said it because he eats babies. Like not stem true. Cells, bro.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Haven't you seen that South Park episode? The crack?
Oh, yeah. I've haven't I seen South Park. Come, let's be real. Yeah. No, yeah, for real. But yeah, dude, leading roles in Hollywood never have facial hair.
That's true.
And if they do, we're talking like Tobey Maguire, like stubble.
And stubble's
or
not.
Or Jake Gyllenhaal. He's got like what we have generally. He's super. And if you since you can't say, we're talking like quarter-inch long beard.
Yeah, stubble, I mean. If
give me a good 5 or 6 inches.
It looks good. Nice poop, but yeah. You know? Something with a little bit of substance.
There's never no fucking superhero ever.
Thor.
Yeah, when he was fat and shitty, bro.
No.
he was literally a fat, shitty asshole.
He was basically right, the dude.
Okay, you know what?
I
right here. Look at this. I'm gonna pull this shit up right now.
Oh, what?
In, while we're talking
in
about
Ragnarok
this.
When he had
just
the short.
Pulling up pictures of Thor naked.
Wow.
He must have had a long enough beard
okay.
to cover everything.
So,
up.
So okay, yeah,
you had that
you're
saved
right.
on
short
your phone.
Beard. Kind of short beard.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of short beard.
His only long beard was when he was overweight drinking Budweiser and stuff.
Okay, you know Fortnite. What? Go fuck yourself. You might be right on this because I'm going.
I was
yeah,
right
no,
on
that's
this.
A little
I know
bigger
this.
Too.
I mean, Thor's dad had a massive beard, but again, side character.
It's totally side
that's
character.
Odin, by the way. If you...
Well, yeah.
I like how Odin. Thor's dad.
Thor's dad.
Loki's dad. But no, dude, they just never did main.
Yeah, main characters just don't have.
No.
Big beards. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Regardless, I enjoyed this.
That was fun.
Yeah,
Mike,
this has been a good
thank
time.
You for being here. I enjoyed the technical side, the IT side of facial hair and whatnot. And of course, we're going to touch on this in most episodes of why beards are and aren't accepted or not accepted. In all sorts of workplaces. We like to hear from everybody and get their opinion on their workplace. So, again, this is the Beards Next Door presented by Beard Mountain. Do all your shopping there for all your beard care needs. Oils, balms, mustache wax, shampoos, conditioners, even unisex deodorant now. So, again, I am Tim with my co-host.
Corey.
Wow.
Corey.
The enthusiasm has
much
gone
better.
Down. And our guest, Mike. Thank you very much, guys. Hope to...
See you again soon.
See you on the next one.